I'm Marty Moscowen, and you're listening to Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. Martha Graham Cracker, Philadelphia's much-loved 6'2" hirsute drag queen, has just released a new album of original songs, Lash But Not Leashed. Here's one of the songs from the album. It's called Comfort of a Book.
I'll build a cocoon out of wood, pulp, and vodka. Just me and Franz Kafka, safe inside my favorite easy chair. In the comfort of a book, I'll make myself a little nook where you can try to take a look.
Our guest Dito Van Reigersberg created Martha Graham Cracker more than a dozen years ago, performing cabaret regularly in Philadelphia, New York, and other cities, including a stint in Las Vegas. I saw Martha Graham Cracker perform last year at Fringe Arts in Philadelphia, singing covers and mixing it up with the audience. It was great entertainment. We're going to play some more excerpts from the album and talk about doing drag Martha Graham Cracker style and Dito's relationship with his alter ego. He's one of the co-founding artistic directors of Pig Iron Theater Company here in Philadelphia and still acts himself. And Dito, it's nice to have you back with us on
Radio Times. Thank you for having me.
So this is an album not of covers but of original songs.
Yes. I sort of stumbled into this project in a way. The Kimmel Center has a sort of retreat for various cabaret or musical acts. They band together with a place called Joe's Pub in New York City, part of the public theater, and they have various cabaret groups come and just have an intensive songwriting session or creative session, making some sort of cabaret or music-based theater work. And we started out, and all I knew is that I wanted to join forces with people I knew were great songwriters. And so I called up my friend Eliza Hardy Jones and my friend Dave Sweeney and my friend Vince Federici, and I was like, you guys are great songwriters.
Yeah.
Would you sit in a tiny, tiny practice room with just a piano, and Vince, bring your guitar, and let's just make some songs? And originally, I wasn't even sure if these were going to be songs for Dito or were they going to be songs for Martha, because Martha is usually a cover girl. She usually covers songs or makes unusual versions of songs that you would recognize. She makes them sound a little different. But this was really I've written a few songs for Pig Iron in various projects that we've done, and I've always enjoyed I'm a big nerd, and I enjoy like wordplay and lyrics and you know, I guess Stephen Sondheim is like a big crossword puzzler, and I really enjoy the puzzle of like, oh, this has to rhyme, but also has to be a satisfying use of wordplay, and I love stupid puns. And
well, they're all there.
They're all there.
Including some clever ones. But I have to say, even listening to some of the songs, thought, uh-oh, is Martha Graham Cracker going to become a librarian? Is she going to go into
imagine?
A book and never leave? But I wonder, do you have a certain love for libraries, you yourself?
I do. I'm a great lover of books, a bibliophile, if you will. And I guess I've always been a person who is attracted to both an extroverted life and an introverted life. So I don't know. I passed your colleague Jennifer Lynn in the hallway.
Yes.
And we were talking about Hedwig, which is a show I admire very much. And in the last song of Hedwig, which is called Midnight Radio, there's a line that goes, "Know that you're whole." And I've always been very moved by that line, "Know that you're whole," because I think a lot of people are very confused or mixed up or embarrassed by their contradictions, quote-unquote contradictions. And what I really enjoy is being like a loud drag queen who's very extroverted and also someone who likes to sit at home and read a book and recite poetry to the cat. So
and you get to do both.
So and I feel like it's really important to in this life to say like those are both part of me, and that's not a contradiction. That's actually the being the fullness of a person.
It's funny that you say that because I also think we're living in this sort of non-binary world, even when it comes to language and sort of
gender.
learning this new language about sex and gender and identity and all the permutations that people can be.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes I screw up and sometimes I get confused and sometimes I don't understand. but I think it's very revealing and I think also very exciting.
Yeah. I think sometimes people ask me, what is the future of drag? And I don't know the answer, but what I do know is that drag used to sort of, because it was a more clandestine underground activity. There are obviously different versions of drag, but we sort of knew it as one thing. And the more that it grows and becomes widespread as a phenomenon that everyone should be familiar with, even if if you've only ever watched RuPaul's Drag Race, I think it starts to become more nuanced and our understanding of it becomes more nuanced. And there's like as many kinds of drag queens as there are birds that fly in the sky
Do you worry that it becomes too, quote unquote, mainstream? I know you were in Las Vegas. I don't know all that you were doing there, but did that feel like?
No. Was I selling out? Perhaps. No, I don't. Do I worry about – I mean, of course, there's always the – I talk about this a lot with my friends in terms of the trade-off between what was joyous about something clandestine and underground, and then when it becomes more mainstream and when everyone knows RuPaul and everyone is sort of quoting drag queens in this way that you're like, I'm not sure that those words belong in your mouth. but go ahead. Fierce. There's a way in which you're like, oh, that's getting watered down. And there's this sort of trade-off, I think, too, between safety and a kind of...
it's like rule-breaking or just...
Yeah. There's with more acceptance, there is this watering down, but there's also this. I think there's more safety, more inability to claim that you've never heard of such a thing. You've never heard that gay people and queer people are becoming much more visible. But also there's ways in which things about our culture gets misunderstood or appropriated or watered down.
Well, I do want to play one more song, but as you're talking, I'm thinking when I saw you at Fringe Arts, and it was clearly a very mixed crowd.
Yeah.
And your ability to sort of take down people's sort of uncomfortableness and sort of play with it, but also sort of make it feel more safe, even though it felt, I'm sure, for the people that you were going after, so to speak.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
There's this
exactly.
hairy drag queen sitting on my lap. No, I think one of my favorite things to do is to interact with the audience, but I really try to make it something warm and something – and I'm definitely good at reading. Like, this person clearly is saying no with their eyes, and I will leave them alone. But I do think there's – we spend so much time isolated, and it's so nice to have an interactive – theatrical experience.
I agree. Let me play another song, and this is from Martha Graham Cracker's new album. It's an album of originals. It's Lashed But Not Leashed, and this is Drag Queen with a Very Large ... vocabulary.
I'm a drag queen with a very large vocabulary. You can use context clues to find out about that which I am talking.
Having fun listening to that song. And again, talking with our guest, Dito Van Reigersberg, created Martha Graham Cracker about a dozen years ago, more than a dozen years ago, and performs a cabaret regularly here in Philadelphia and other cities as well. And this is a new album, Lashed But Not Leashed. Do you still get the same thrill, excitement, dressing up as Martha Graham Cracker as you did?
I do. It feels different. It feels, I think at the beginning, it felt, and the beginning was, I guess in the early aughts, it felt riskier to me. It felt much more like I was scared. I was nervous. Speaking of safety, I was like, is this safe? Am I going to, is there, anyway.
Especially going out in public, I would think.
Yeah. It's sort of a risk to do this, you know, to do drag, I think. And then once you get more used to it, you're like, oh, this is normal. And then it becomes sort of about, what ways do I want to take this character? How do I want to develop? And I developed her over, I had a very lucky thing happen, which is that when I, my friends who run L'Etage, that's on 6th and Bainbridge, this cabaret space, they said, would you like a monthly slot?
Oh, wow. And just like that?
Just like that. I mean, I guess they'd seen the character before, and I said, I'm scared, but yes. And I think I really was able to build the muscle of the character and become more it became a character that could easily slip into as opposed to something I had to think a lot about. Right. But it was scary at first, and now it's much more comfortable. And now I think it's about, like, what are the new angles? What are the unexplored corners of Martha? I mean, I've been able to make this original album of original songs. I've been able to perform with a string quartet, a brass band, like a choir. I mean, I've gotten to do a lot of my dreams. I've gotten to realize a lot of dreams musically with this character.
And I read that you did study at Martha Graham Dance Studio. Was that sort of the genesis, or?
Well, it's so funny because I think, I heard a lot of stories about Martha Graham herself, who had died right before I started studying dance there. And but all the stories were about sort of what a lonely genius she was, and how she was a little bit like Norma Desmond figure, who's sort of isolated and alone and speaks in iambic pentameter, but is sort of not entirely of this world, but made this technique. She's a brilliant person, but sort of lonely. And and so I think I always thought, oh, she'd be that's a perfect name. And again, of course, Lashed But Not Leashed, I love.
That's a great title, by the way.
I love silly puns. And so Martha Graham, Graham Cracker, I was like, oh, that'll be my name if I ever become a drag queen. And then in the 90s, when I was studying acting in New York City, I would go and see drag queens perform at night. And I was like, maybe this is something I'd like to do.
Is Martha more famous, though, than you, Tito?
Isn't that terrible? I think she is.
I feel terrible asking that question. But.
Actually, one time I did have someone describe Martha Graham Cracker to me. I was in my civilian clothes, and I was like, oh, that sounds so interesting. They were like, yeah, there's this hairy drag queen. She comes out, and she sings songs, but they're kind of original, or they're like covers of songs that you don't quite recognize at first, and she's very sassy, but she's also kind of sweet and kind of a clumsy and a mess. And I was like, oh, that sounds great. I should go see that.
That's great. Have you done Drag Queen Story Hour? Are drag queens that are reading at libraries for kids?
Yes. That's definitely a bridge between my nerdy side and my drag queen side. I have done drag. I want to do it more, but I've read a lot of Dr. Seuss. I've sung some Dr. Seuss. The band would just start playing like a blues riff, and I was like, I'm going to sing Sam I Am, but as a song, as a blues. I really thought that really bridges my interests. And it's so ridiculous, of course, that it's been a controversial thing to have drag queens and children interact. But, you know, we live in a ridiculous world.
So what's Dito up to?
So Dito's
excited. Who's sitting across from me?
I'm sitting across from you right now. I'm still working with Pig Iron. So I perform with Pig Iron. I teach with Pig Iron. And then I'm still touring as Martha. And, I'm
And Martha's not going away. Right?
Martha's not. No, there is a plot point in the in the performance that we do, the kind of play that we do of Last But Not Least, where I announce that I'm leaving show business, but that is actually just a plot point to get everyone scared and to think that they're seeing the last show, the farewell.
Well, originally I thought, oh, we'll have Dito's last performance on radio time or Martha's.
No, it won't be. It's just it's a way of starting the show in a kind of deep nostalgia place and in a place of regret, and then moving on to a place where I could be both a librarian and a drag queen.
Well, what a perfect combination. Thank you so much for joining us today
on
Radio Time.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Dito Van Reigersberg, and again created Martha Graham Cracker more than a dozen years ago and has a new album, Lashed But Not Leashed. And Adam Staniszewski, the engineer for today's edition of Radio Times, Debbie Builder, John Ahrens, and Kelsey Hansen produced the show. I'm Artie Moss-Cohen. This is I'm Not Trying to Stop the Rain.
Trying to stop the rain, baby. I'm just trying to dance when it hits the ground. I'm not trying to stop the rain, baby. I'm just trying to sing when I hear the sound. Long time ago, I fell in love with you. I chased that love as fast as I could.